Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The other day, I read a small passage from the writings of Elder Paisias. And first, I wanted to summarize the text, but then I realized any change to this passage would not make it as beautiful as it is. So let me share with you this passage. Young woman asked Elder Paisi, "I'll always wear the small cross you gave me. It helps me through my hardships." And St. Paisius replies, "Indeed, our own crosses in life are much like those small crosses we hang around our necks to protect us in our life. What do you think? We carry a big cross? Only the cross of our Christ was very heavy, because out of his love for us, Christ of his own desire didn't exercise his divine power for himself. Since then, he carries the weight of all the crosses for all of the people in the world, lessening the pain of our tribulations with his divine help and with his sweet consolations. The good God provides each of us with a cross to bear, analogous to the strength of each, not to punish us, but to enable us to climb from that cross to heaven. Because in essence, the cross is the ladder to heaven. Once we realize what a treasure we gather through the pain of our tribulations, we won't grumble and complain any longer, but will instead praise God by bearing the small cross he has granted us, thus rejoicing in this life and receiving our pension and retirement bonus in the other life. God has secured our estates for us in the heaven, but when we ask him to relieve us from a particular tribulation, he gives those estates to others, and we lose them. However, if we are patient, he will even pay us interest. Blessed is the man who endures tribulations here on earth, for the more he is tested in this life, the more he is helped for the other life, because he is paying off the debts of his sins. The cross of tribulation are superior to the talents or gifts given to us by God. Blessed is he who has not only one, but five crosses to bear. One tribulation or even death in martyrdom is a pure gain. This is why we should say with every tribulation that comes our way, "Thank you, my God, this is what I need for my salvation." End of quotation. Wow. What a beautiful description of finding and recognizing our crosses within our life. Elder Paisius' words put us in a way into proper perspective. God gave us the cross or many crosses in our life, and it is up to us how we respond. Even in the little matters we think God doesn't care about, he cares. He loves us, and as a good father, he gives us these crosses to bear so we can learn to rely on him, so we always choose him when we are humble, when we are unable to pick up our own cross. So let us look back into our life and let us recognize our crosses that might have been given to us, so we correct our life, so we make our life directed toward God. Our own personal crosses are given to us for our salvation. Let us not waste this beautiful opportunity. Christ, my God, save me by your life-giving cross.